Who say we haven't done that before?
Hey, welcome to District Basketball here from Green City. Clock's ticking down. Start this first Brashear game of the tournament. We're going to get you some starting lineups here. Brashear ranked 3, or Brashear's the 3rd seed. Atlanta's a 6, or an 8. No, 6, I think a 6. It looks like, to me, that Atlanta only has 5 players today, so it's good for us since we don't know their names very well, even though we just played them. It'll be number 25, Joni Ahern. Number 24, Stacy Sagasser. Number 31, Tiffany Watson. Number 21, Hillary Dow. And number 15, Caitlin Wiggins. Like I said, I think that might be the only 5 they got. That was the only 5 that warmed up anyway.
And they had that other one that sat on the bench in uniform, but she might just be there to fool us.
It worked. It doesn't take much. Starting for the Tigers here, we got Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elzey, Haley Kelsey, and Christina Scudder. Same starting five we've had pretty much all year, so we'll see. Hopefully we can come up with a similar result we had last game against here the Hornets. Stick around after this game as we'll have the Tigers, the male Tigers, taking on Nominger in another 6-3 game, but the other way now. So we're getting ready to hoop it up. Coach of Atlanta, Coach Daniel, won his first game of today as Atlanta just beat Bevere by about 15 or so, I'd imagine.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. It was a little bit closer there going into the fourth quarter, the end of the third, but Atlanta pulled away late. There's your recap of that game. We're going to have Kelsey and Ahern jumping it up. Center court. Here we go.
Atlanta wins the toss. And Dow drives in and gets fouled right away. Are they going to call it a clean block? Or is she traveling? I don't know. We got the ball now. The Tigers do. Left wing for Cole. Cole's open if she wants it. She gives it off to Hill. Now right wing for Elzey. Elzey holds. Now back out to Cole. Now left wing for Hill. Fires up. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Elzey. Elzey has it. She had it on the ground, and then Atlanta came in and got two hands on it, so it'll be a jump ball. Tigers retained possession, though, on the possession arrow. We get straight into Cole in the right corner. She dribbles down, now gets it to Kelsey on the right elbow, now kicks it out on the left wing for Elzey. Elzey now back right wing for Cole. Cole gives it off to Hill, now into the corner for Elzey. Elzey looks to pass, now gets it top to Key for Cole. Was open for a second, gets into the scutter, now out to Hill. Hill put a fake on and draws a foul from Wiggins.
Watson there, 31 Watson, looks like.
Now they get the ball into Elzey for 3 off the front iron, rebounded by Watson. She brings it up for the Hornets. Guarded closely by Cole, not Ahern. Ahern's deep, drives past Hill, floater off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by...
Dowell.
Dowell.
We apologize. They don't.
Their numbers are in the wrong order.
They don't. The order of the way they have listed the players is by grade, it looks like. Which is completely counter.
Wrong.
I don't know what grade they are, so it's tough for me to follow. But well, like I said, they've only got 5. We should get it down here.
It won't take too long to get it. They get the ball into Watson, and she dribbles around the key. Now has the right side, gets it into Ahern. Ahern's shot is blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Kelsey. So Ahern will go to the stripe for 2. Ahern's first shot is off the back iron, no good. So the score at 6:47 is still 0-0. It's a highly contested game. Second shot is off the front rim. No good. Rebound by Kelsey. She gets off to Elsie. Elsie dribbles along the left side. Now gets to Cole. Cole gives it to Hill. Hill now to Elsie. Elsie looks to pass. Gets it off to Kelsey from on the free throw line. Now out to Elsie. Now into Scudder. Scudder back to Kelsey. Top the key for Hill. Hill goes around the screen by Kelsey. Now picks up the dribble. Gets it to Elsie. Elsie works it into Scudder. Scudder off the right block. Guarded by three Atlanta players. Elsie saves it before it goes out of bounds, but she herself throws it out of bounds. And Scudder gets his hands on it. Mr. Scudder, that is. They get the ball into Ahern. Atlanta does. Ahern passes to Watson. Watson dribbles into the key, jump stops, and they're going to say she's pushed by Brashears. Cole got her. 6:10 left to play first quarter. It's 0-0. Ball is thrown inbounds, and Watson makes a great play to save it inbounds to Sagasser.
I don't know
Brashear
why
was kinda
Tigers went after it. Maybe they thought it was going to be out of bounds, but the only two people that went after it were both Hornets, so they ended up getting the benefit of that extra play.
Oh, now Sagasser throws it off Hill's head. Jump ball as Hill and Sagasser wrap up for it. It'll stay with the Hornets. Watson has it, guarded closely by Cole, gets it off to Ahern. Ahern's about 30 feet from the basket. She's looking to shoot. No, she passes. She gives it off to Dow, I believe.
Yeah.
Dow gives it to Sagasser, now right wing for Wiggins. Wiggins gets it off to Watson. Watson over to Sagasser, step up shot, off the back iron, rebound by Wiggins, and she's fouled by Kelsey. That's her second, I believe. Oh, that's something the Tigers don't need is foul trouble. How many fouls is that on the Tigers?
Four?
Dang, that's a lot of fouls. Still 5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Clarkson checks in for Kelsey. Wiggins shot off the back iron, rebounded by Scudder. Still nothing with 5:25 left to play in the first quarter.
Well, somebody's got to score before this game's over, that's for sure.
Cole brings it up. She gets to Elsie for three. Yes, there we go.
Now we can coast on into the victory.
That's right. Ahern gets it into Watson, who goes up past four Tigers. She gets it off to, who was that? Wiggins put up the shot, and it was blocked by Scudder. Scudder hands off now to Cole, who will bring it up for the Tigers. Cole gets into the corner for Elsie, gets it straight into Scudder. Scudder power dribble, now kicks it out to Hill. Hill just outside the arc, and they're going to call her with a double dribble, even though she made the shot after that.
It was a blatant double dribble. A dribble, stop, and then two more dribbles.
Atlanta breaks the press to Sagasser, who gets it to Dow, or shots over the rim completely, rebounded by Wiggins. Air balls are tough to rebound. They kick it out to Sagasser. Ahern's working hard. They get it to her. She puts up a bad shot. Rebounded by Dow. Now kicks it out to Watson. Watson goes around the screen to Sagasser. Kicks it into Ahern. Ahern double team. She still launches a bad shot. Rebounded by Hill this time. Ahern is not on the mark.
No, she's not. She doesn't have any stats as far as we know right now.
She's got some minutes, and that's about all you can give her. She's just off target. You know, I've heard of players that are not firing right. If they step back and say money before they shoot, then they can start to hit something. That's just what I've heard.
That's an old wives' tale, I think.
Maybe you're right. Well, Atlanta calls a timeout with 4:02 left to play. It's 3-0. It's like a softball game or a baseball game.
Yeah, and a slow one at that. Both teams just kind of going down, throwing up. It's almost more there. They're just throwing up shots instead of shooting them. It's not looking good for either team right now, especially if they're going to want to try to go into the next round.
Well, 3-0. Maybe it's football. Football. We've got a field goal. They haven't scored. Ahern having trouble getting it in, finally finds Watson. Watson's off the race. She's pretty quick. She takes it into the lane, and it's stolen by Clarkson. Clarkson gets it off to Elsie. Elsie has it left side. Pretty shot of three, now gives it up to Cole. Cole takes it baseline, and it's stolen by Sagister. Clarkson got her hands on it. It'll be jump ball, and possession arrow favors the Tigers. Good play there by Clarkson, get her hands in on the ball. Elsie to trigger the inbound, gets it to Cole. Cole didn't really have time to shoot the three, so she pulls it out, now gets it into Scudder. Scudder finds Hill on the right elbow, yes.
Nice shot. And here we go. Atlanta's going to come back the other way. Ahern's going to bring it up, working against Hill. Gets Hill, turns around in a lob pass over to Sagister, who takes a long shot, air ball, rebounded underneath. There's going to be a foul on number 15, Wiggins, and it's going back to the Tigers there.
I think that's Sagister's second air ball of the night.
I tell you what, I don't know if it's just playing a Saturday afternoon game or what, but both teams look a little
I think maybe it's the
off.
Elevation.
Yeah, we are in the hills here. On the western side of Kirksville. Kimberly Elsie brings it down now. Working against Watson. Gives it to Cole now inside the Scudder. Quickly back out to Elsie. To Hill. Shot from the other side. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound into Scudder. There's a block by Ahern.
And we start the stack.
We do. Kimberly Elsie now has it. Bounce pass over to Cole. Gives it over to Elsie. She's going to launch a three. No good. Rebound to Scudder. Who puts it up off the glass and good. Scudder definitely outperforming Ahern in this game.
So far.
Watson lobs it over the top to Sagister, who gives it to Ahern, who's going to launch a three.
Oh.
Off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Scudder. She's got to have four or five rebounds so far. Elsie looks up and gives it to Cole. Cole decides not to shoot, now gives it to Elsie. Inside to Scudder, who definitely doesn't even think about shooting with Ahern on her back. Hill now gives it to Cole in the corner. Cole to Elsie. Over to Hill now at the elbow. Drives in the lane. Throws it up over Ahern. Good.
Yeah.
Nice shot. And it's 7-0, 9-0 Tigers with 2:18 left to go.
I wonder if Ahern's got a little flu or something.
Maybe it's kind of going around. There's a shot on the other end by Watson. It's rebounded by Clarkson, and Tigers are heading back the other way. Tigers are definitely running. They have a two-man advantage in this game in terms of the bench. Neither team with a huge bench. Elsie's going to throw up another three. Side of the rim, no good, and there's a rebound for Ahern.
Oh, she whipped that right in front of Elsie, excuse me. I mean, she brought those big arms around and
now
the elbows.
Kimberly's 35 feet away from her. She knows when to leave.
Well.
Ahern is trapped in the corner. She gets it to Dowell. Dowell almost loses it.
She threw it right
now,
off her chest.
Guarded closely by Elsie, knocked away. Picked up underneath by Sagister, throws it to Wiggins, and there's going to be a foul on Ashley Clarkson.
I think the pass from Sagister to Wiggins went through Clarkson's legs.
Sagister is going to shoot two here. 9-0 Tigers with a minute and a half left to go in the first. Here's her first. Little two-handed shot's no good.
Well,
Kelsey Kotlip is going to come in for Kimberly Elsie.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we could pitch a shutout?
That'd be sweet. I don't know if we could. Nope, it's not going to happen. Sagister, or excuse me, Wiggins puts it in 9-1. That's all right. You don't want a team score no point, especially have obvious hardships like the Hornets do. Hill gets it on the elbow. Three or four ball fakes. Now gets it back out to Cole, top of the key. Cole dribbles around the perimeter. Now gets it to Hill. Inside to Clarkson. Clarkson blocked by Ahern. Gets her own rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Hornets now.
Clarkson and Dowell came up with it. And possession of favors the Hornets.
Ahern's going to throw it in to Watson, perhaps. Nope, she's going to lob it over the top. Chelsea Collins is going to get her hand on it. And she's going to end up knocking it out of bounds. Way to stay with that play, Chelsea. She knocked it away, and while Sagister was chasing after it, Chelsea went and knocked it out of bounds right underneath the scorer's table. Ahern's going to throw it in at half court here, right in front of us. Primo seats once again for the sheer broadcast team.
Nothing but the best.
That's right. I wouldn't come here if I didn't think I was going to get sit courtside. The other end. Meanwhile, there's a game going on. Dowell gets it to Sagister. Now back to Dowell, who doesn't look at the basket. She throws up a shot. High arc shot. Hits nothing but backboard, and Clarkson comes up with the rebound. Gets it to Cole, and Tigers are heading the other way. Collin was open for a little bit underneath the basket. Now she gets it over on the baseline, lob into Scudder, who takes it up strong against Ahern. Ahern blocks it and keeps it for herself.
Oh.
Grabs it and gets it ahead. Oh, there he had a 3-on-0 fast break, and somehow they're going to come up with more points on this. The shot hits the top of the backboard, and Atlanta's going to lose it out of bounds. Boy, that's tough.
Poor execution. I guess they need 5 Ahern. She was on the floor clear over here on the other end. Got the block, the rebound, and the,
and
the outlet.
And meanwhile, Cole drains a three at the other end to add insult to injury. It's 12-1, yeah. 13 seconds left to go. Watson working against Cole. Dribbles all the way up, 10 seconds left. And she's going to be fouled by Cole. Tigers are fouling a lot in this quarter.
Yeah. Foul trouble is something that the Tigers do not need. I think that's Cole's second as well. Yep.
He's going to sit the last 8.7 out at least of this first quarter, and probably some of the second.
I would guess half the second quarter.
Ahern's going to throw it in.
Maybe.
Looking underneath the basket. She does throw it in to Watson. Watson almost loses it with 6 seconds left. Gets it. Fights up to the wing. Gets it over to Sagasir. Throws up the shot off the
court.
No good. Rebound goes to Collip. And at the end of the first quarter, for the Tigers, 12-1 lead.
Well, Sagasir finally did hit some backboard and rim on that last shot.
I tell you what, it's tough knowing that. It's tough playing hard knowing that you're going to have to stay out there the whole game, that's for sure.
Where'd you find
them? Sitting out there.
So, neither team, Tigers able to pour some points in there toward the end of that quarter. Coach Williams doing a good job using her bench here. Like we said before, not an issue for the Hornets this game. We had quite a few people come over this midday game here in Green City. It's a nice day for travel. A lot of orange up in the stands. And here we go. We're going to start the second quarter with Tigers getting the ball. Clarkson, Elzy, Hill, Collip, and Scudder. The same five that ended the first quarter.
And I think Atlanta has the same five, too.
I don't have time to do the quick math on that, but I believe so, too. And there's going to be a quick jump ball. And that's going to go to the other. Somehow, in that sort of pseudo scrum, Scudder ended up sitting right on top of the ball. So
that makes it tough for the other team to be able to grab
it. Does. That means something went horribly wrong on the possession for the Tigers. As Ahern works against Hill.
Oh, look at those moves by Ahern.
Crossover dribble. There's a spin move.
Woo.
She gets it over to Sagasir. Lobs it into Ahern, who knows what to do with it. Throws it up off the backboard. Gets her own rebound. Throws it up again. No good. She almost got that rebound, too.
She's padding the stats, except she didn't get the points.
She's padding the stats, everything except points right now. So, and it's going to go to the Tigers now on the jump ball.
A lot of jump balls in this game.
Yeah, we're going to try to set a record. Why not? Elzy brings it down the other end, picks up her dribble, gets it over in Hill gets it over in the corner to Collip, who gets it to Clarkson. Now to Hill. No good. Collip with her competition puts it up and in. She got inside position on Dow there. Collip did, and she ends up putting it in. It's 14-1, Tigers. 7 minutes left to go in the first half.
Whoops. Watson got caught stepping there. Turnover, Tiger ball now. Clarkson gets it in. Elzy works on the left side. Gives it up to Hill. Hill guard close by Watson, dribbles in into the lane, fires up a shot off the front iron, no good, rebound by Sagasir. Sagasir now gets it to Watson, takes it across half court for the Hornets. Watson guarded closely by Elzy, now gets it off to Sagasir on the right side, guarded by Collip. Sagasir dribbles in, heaves up a shot off the front iron, rebounded by Clarkson of Bushier. Clarkson gets it off to Elzy. Elzy brings up the left side, gets it to Collip. Collip dribbles baseline. Blocked by Ahern. Oh, Ahern keeps shoving the ball down. She gets it out to Watson now.
She's
Watson.
So good at blocking just, it and just like just kind of flipping it up in the air to herself.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen anyone be able to do that. Like I said in the first game, old Bill Russell play.
And she went down and heaved up another shot and missed. The Hornets are yet to score a field goal in the game. They do have one free throw. The Tigers get it into Scudder. Scudder out to Collip. Collip left wing, now top the key for Elzy. Elzy now to Hill on the right wing. Hill works baseline, now kicks it back out to Elzy for three. Front iron, back iron, rim. Rebounded by Clarkson. Shot no good. Rebounded again, and they're going to get a foul on Ahern. Although it almost looked to me like another clean block.
Well, I think the thing she gets away with most is that she just doesn't jump to block it.
She doesn't need to. It's all in the timing.
That's what, I mean, it always looks a lot worse if you're jumping up. They're always more likely to call a foul on you. And she just doesn't jump, so they're less likely to call the foul.
It's
weird when they do call it on her, actually.
It's not like she's exceedingly tall. She's about, I mean, she's taller than some, but she's just average height. I'd say Kelsey's taller than her by 3 or 4
inches.
I'd say
she may be about the same height as Scudder.
Scudder,
yeah. If not just a hair shorter, even.
Watson brings it up the right side, guarded closely by Cullop. Now she takes it clear to the baseline, kicks it out to Wiggins. Wiggins clears. Now picks up her dribble. Can't find anybody. Gets it to Sagasser. Sagasser dribbles in. Kicks it out to Dowell. Dowell loses it to Scudder. Collip. Collip comes away with it. Scudder and Collip were tied up with it. Collip brings it up the left side. Now gets it over to Elzy. Elzy has a left wing. Now top the key for Collip. Collip now right wing for Hill. Hill works in from 15 feet off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Dowell. And Clarkson got her hands up. Clarkson's done a good job tonight. You're getting her hands in on the ball to get those jump balls.
She's just wanting everybody else to do the work on it, on the rebound, and she'll grab it when it gets to her.
That's a good plan. It works. You'll get the ball half the time possession now.
That's right.
Ahern having trouble gets it in finally to Watson now. Now back to Ahern. Ahern takes it the length of the court. Oh, fancy moves on Kelsey, and Kelsey returns
all
the Ahern favor.
She got it underneath her own basket, drove all the way down against Kelsey, and Kelsey just waited and knocked it out of bounds on the shot.
That was Ahern-like, the way she timed that.
We're well on our way to the record here. Another jump ball. You got to love that. 4:50 left to go. It's 15-1.
It's a tight game. Elvie has it on the right side. Yeah, I'll get it to Scudder. Outside of her comfort area, and steal here by Ahern. Ahern gets it to Watson. Watson takes it up the right side, now goes right through the middle, and it's stolen by Elzy. Poked away by Kelsey, I believe, and Elzy got the steal. She gets it to Cole, who takes it up the right side for the Tigers. Off to Collip. Collip just inside the arc. Off the front iron, rebounded by Cole. Cole did a good job of seeking that thing out. Now she dribbles back out on the right side. Gives it off to Collip. Collip gives it back to Cole. Now back to Collip. Now back to Cole. Cole's going to fire a three. Off the front iron, backboard, rebounded by Dow. And she handed it off to Ahern, but Hornets take a timeout. So with 4:05 left to play in the second quarter, it's 15-1 in favor of the Tigers.
Thanks. You turned felons into all of it. It's 15-1, John. We got to keep high validity on this program. All right, well, 15-1 Tigers, 4:05 left to go in the first half. Coach Williams is a little bit more calm this time. I know the game against North Shelby, she was complaining that they weren't running the plays correctly. As Coach Williams is going to send out Cole, Elzy, Collip, Scudder, and Kelsey. That's starting five.
You sure?
No, it's not starting five. Collip is in for Hill, it looks like.
I'll take your word for it.
I know Hill started, and I know Collip's in now. So, by process of elimination, I guess.
Watson gets it off to Dow, gets it in Ahern. Ahern working on Kelsey, and she missed it, got her own rebound, put it up this time, missed it, rebounded by her again. What is that, three rebounds in that possession, and they still have it. Now they get it over to Sagasser. Off the glass. Hey, that's the first field goal by the Hornets. It's 3-15. Here comes the comeback by the Hornets. Tigers need to kick it up. They get it to left wing for Elvy. Elvy into Kelsey. They work it across to Call up on the right wing. She gives it now to Cole. Now left wing for Elvy. Free throw line for Kelsey. Now out to Cole for three. Yes! That's preventing the comeback. Ahern gets it into Watson. 18-3. 3:10 left to play. Second quarter. Watson brings it across the timeline. Right wing now for Sagasser. Sagasser goes around an Ahern screen, looks to dump it to Ahern. And Ahern corrals it. This is going to be off the glass and good. Good play there by Ahern. Waited for Kelsey to go right by her and then put it up off the glass. Tigers get it up to Call up on the left wing, gets it to Cole. Has it top the key now, right wing for LZ for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Wiggins. Wiggins gets it to Ahern, now to Watson. Watson brings it up for the Hornets. Takes it to the right. Around an Ahern screen. Ahern for three. Oh, a little off. Rebounded by Kelsey. Ahern looks disgusted with herself on that. Collett brings it up. Gets it to LZ. Now to Kelsey on the left free throw, left part of the free throw line. She misses a shot. On the rebound, Wiggins
Cole
had it,
third, I believe.
And Cole went in and tried to get it. They got her with a foul, and that is three on Cole. She'll set down as soon as possible, I imagine. Hill and Clarkson come in for Cole and Scudder.
That'll put Atlanta in the bonus there.
Whoops, they missed the shot. Rebounded by Kelsey. 5-18, 2:05 left to play in the second quarter. Elsie has it, gets into the corner for a call up, works it into Clarkson, who can't corral it, but Elsie's there to clean up the mess. They get it out to Hill. Hill now left wing for a call up, puts on the baseline. Ooh, blocked by Ahern. Rebounded by that Dow got the rebound.
As Watson's going to run across, 1:40 left to go. It's 18-5, Tigers. Watson with a jump stop. Now gets it to Dowell. There's a shot by the Hornets, no good. And Kelsey chased down the rebound, gets it to Elzy. Elzy stops just outside the arc and gets it to Collip over on the right-hand side. Collip to Hill, around the horn to Elzy. Elzy inside to the Clarkson is going to shoot it. That's good.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's
a hair thing. That's a lot of things you don't see in guys' basketball.
Yeah.
People losing their hair thing.
Maybe Scott Pollard is the only one. Former Kansas alum. I guess he still is the Kansas alum.
Yeah.
Former Kansas player. Ahern's going to burn some clock out here. She gets it to Dowell. Dowell over to Sagasser.
Atlanta doesn't really need to be burning clock here, I don't think.
Well, they need to get their rest whenever. They can't do anything with having a seat on the bench unless it's between quarters or halftime or timeout. Kelsey gets the rebound, gets it up to Collip, and Collip is just dropped right in the middle of the lane.
She took a seat on the floor, and I think it was unwanted.
Yeah, I don't think she was ready to sit down. Atlanta doing a good job staying out of foul trouble. As Elzy will inbound it underneath the basket. She gets it in the corner to Hill. Hill gets it over to Elzy. Elzy over to Collip. Collip, top of the key to Hill, who's going to shoot a long two. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Watson with 34 seconds left. Ooh, four. Tigers chasing her. Watson beats them all down the court. And
missed
Carson
the
gets the rebound on the missed shot. Elzy comes up, 25 seconds left to go. Elzy over to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey works against Ahern.
Ooh,
it's going to be
blocked
out of bounds. That's six blocks for Ahern.
That's an impressive stat for first half action.
It is. Kelsey gets the inbound.
Fouled by
Drains
Ahern.
Drains the shot, and she's going to be fouled by Ahern. That'll be two fouls on her, I believe.
I think that's correct. Statistician agrees with you.
Here's Kelsey. Makes a three-point play. 13.4 seconds left to go. It's 23-5. Watson brings it up with 10. Working against Elsie. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Ahern. Ahern's going to launch a shot here. Spin move in the middle of the lane. Nope, she dumps it over to Sagas, who gets it to Watson with 3. Watson needs to throw it up. Oh, off the backboard, no good. Tigers are going to go into the half with a 23-5 lead. I have an announcement for you here. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at BHS Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When attending your game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. We'll be back on the other side of halftime. As the Bashir dance team is going to come out and perform their homecoming routine for the crowd here, so it's a good thing we had a lot of fans show up. You get a second chance to see this. So 9:20 left to go in halftime. Go ahead and go get a drink or whatever. It's 23-5 Tigers. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Championships will be held March 16th through 18th at the new state-of-the-art Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia. Make plans now to be courtside in Columbia this March to see the state's top teams battle it out at one of the nation's premier basketball facilities. Be sure to follow all the state basketball playoffs online at www.mshsaa.org or MSHA.org and enjoy this year's MSHA basketball playoffs.
Hey, we're back. We can get you some first half stats for Atlanta. Top two scorers were Ahern and Watson. Both had 2. Wiggins added 1 point. For the Tigers, it goes as follows. Cole had 6. Hill had 4. Clarkson, Elsie, and Kelsey all had 3. Collip had 2, and Scudder had 2. So everybody's on the board for the Tigers. That's right. Ahern inbound to start the second half. She just flips it blindly off to Watson, who corrals it. Maybe they've got that psychic link. They get it to Sagasser. Sagasser gets it off to Dow. Dow gives it back to Watson outside the arc. She dribbles to the right side, gets it in to Ahern. Ahern working on Hill. Throws up a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Cole. Cole clears it and takes it to the other side for the Tigers. She has a right wing. Looking to pass, gets it off to Elsie. Wide open for 3. Passes up the shot and gives it back to Cole. Now back to Elsie. Elsie's open for 3. She doesn't want to take it. Now they get over the left wing for Hill, who splashes one from 18 feet. 7:20 left to play. Third quarter, it's 25-5. Tiger lead. Watson just barely moving up the court, shuffling their feet. Now picks up the dribble and throws a long bomb to Ahern. Ahern, guarded closely by Hill, now gives it off to Sagasser. Sagasser's shot off the glass is no good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey clears it to Cole, who brings up the right side of the court for the Tigers into the corner for Elsie. Elsie gets into Scudder. Scudder back out to Cole. Now to Elsie for 3. Yes! 28-5. 6:46 left to play. The third quarter.
I think Tigers may be trying to make this their goal by the fourth quarter is to make it a 30-point game.
That's not going to take too long.
Give everybody a bit of a rest here at the end of the game. Ahern's working against Hill. Spin move. Dumps it over to Watson, who's going to launch a 3.
Oh.
That's rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Cole. Cole, nice pass up ahead to Hill, but Hill can't corral it.
At this rate, we were talking before the game about Ahern having a triple-double. The team can't even have a triple-double. Ooh,
Well, they can have rebounds, points, and rebounds is
Yeah, but I don't think they have that many steals either.
Tough. We'll work on getting them a few more points here. 28-5. Nobody wants to lose this bad in their last game. No matter how many people they have on their team.
Ooh.
Ahern gets it against Hill, backs out. She's looking right at the back.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Throws Hill away. Launches it. Nice. Nice shot from top of the key.
She did kind of push Hill a little.
Well, Hill had kind of grabbed onto the ball a little bit. Ahern just swung it around, and Hill went flying. Cole's going to answer on the other end.
Nope.
Front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Ahern. She's piling him up now. She's not messing around.
She got five rebounds, five,
she got 4 points,
blocks.
5 rebounds, 6 blocks, and a steal.
Well, she's going to have to work to get the triple-double. It's still very surmountable as she's done it in the past.
If, no matter where she gets it on the offensive side of the floor, as soon as there's turnover. But as soon as she gets it, she looks right at the basket.
Their eyes focus in.
Yeah, they do.
Cole brings it up for the Tigers on the right side. Gets into the corner for LZ. LZ back to Cole. Cole now goes around a little play there by Watson. She gets it into Kelsey on the free throw line. Now back out to Cole for three. Oh, in and out. Rebounded by Ahern. Fouled by Scudder. First team foul for Bashir. First foul in the second half. That's Scudder's third foul. 3 on Scudder. 1 on Scudder. Ahern now has it for the Hornets. Stolen by Hill. Good play there by Hill. Hill, I think, was fouled by Wiggins. That's Wiggins, like, third foul, I think. Will they call that on Ahern? Ooh, that's her third, isn't it? They don't need her in foul trouble. Well, they don't need any of them in foul trouble, I guess. They feed it in the Scudder now on the right wing for Hill. In and out, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey off the block, yes. 30-7, 4:32 left to play, third quarter action. Watson very slow and methodic on her plays up the court here. Picks it up just as soon as she crosses half court. Gets to Wiggins, now into Dow. Holy cow, Dow is flopped by Cole.
Well, Dow tried to come over the top of Cole to get it, and Dow ended up getting the worst of the collision there.
Call up for Cole and Clarkson for Scudder. Substitution, mass substitutions for Bashir. Call up brings it up for the Tigers. Hands off to Hill. Hill on the right wing gets it to LZ. LZ from 15 kicks it out to Hill beyond the arc. Hill now to LZ. LZ works it into Clarkson, kicks it off to Kelsey from the free throw line, bounces it in. 32-7, 3:50 left to play, third quarter. Ahern gives it to Watson, who promptly starts walking with the ball. Now gives it over to Sagasir to Ahern. Ahern for three. Bounces around and finally falls out, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey brings up the court for the Tigers. Gets a right wing for Hill. Hill puts on the floor, now gives it off for Elzy. Elzy now back to Hill. Thought about the three, now gives it off to Kelsey from the free throw line. This shot is no good. Rebounded by Ahern. Good rebound there by Ahern. Jumped up that time and grabbed it right off its stand, I guess. It was kind of floating off the rim from the shot of Kelsey. She plucked it out and brought it up, and it was knocked out of bounds by, or they called the foul on, who was that on?
That was on Jesse Hill, the foul was.
Anyway, now Clarkson gets a steal on a bad pass from Watson. She gets it off to Elsie, brings it up the left side, and now to Collip. Collip dribbles in, gives it off to Kelsey on the baseline, cutting Clarkson and blocked by Ahern, but they're going to get her with her fourth foul.
She's going to have to calm down here. I don't think you can play. Well, I guess you can't play with. You have to start the game with five. But
you can play with four. You can play with one, I guess, if you want to.
I don't know what they would do if Atlanta got down to where they just had one person left on their team. I don't know how they would handle. I don't know how the Tigers would handle that.
They'd score a lot.
Well,
but
I don't know. Would it be where you just you get across there and both sides agree, just let the clock run. You kind of set the ball down and on the one side of the court, the offensive side of the court, and you just kind of let it run out that way. Who knows? We may see it here. Ahern's staying outside the
Oh, line. That's so she didn't get those fouls. Oh, that's a travel. Sagasser went to her knees with the ball. It's a travel. They didn't call it. Now rebounded by Dow. Dow hands off to Ahern, but it slipped out. Oh, she did collect it and then lost it. Ahern looks disgusted with herself as she mopes back to the other side of the court. And it'll be Tiger ball. Heck, now I don't know where she came from. She just
maybe she just got here. There's her sixth player.
All of a sudden, she just comes running off onto the court.
She just got back from halftime, maybe.
Hill gets it into the corner for Elsie. Had time for the three, but opted not to take it. Now they get over to Cole on the left wing, who hands off to Elsie. Just got over there. Elsie now back out to Collup. Collup to Elsie, gets it into Kelsey. Right-handed hook shot off the glass is good. Ahern
had to pull her hand away.
She wasn't wanting to pick up that last foul. She might not get her four blocks she needs to get 10 because she's going to be a little leery to pick up that last foul.
That's right.
Watson lost it. Over and back.
She dribbled it off her own foot and it went in the backcourt and then she went and picked it up. You could tell she kind of hesitated for a little bit before she ran and got it. It didn't pay off. Hill's going to get it now. We got 1:55 left to go in the third quarter. 35-7, 28-point lead to the Tigers. Hill over to Collip, almost stolen. Collip dribbles in on the left side. Now back out to the wing. Gives it to Elsie. Back out to Collip. To Elsie now on the baseline. To Collip. Collip's going to launch it. It's going to be short.
Ooh.
And it's going to go out of bounds. Nope. It's going to be saved.
Double save.
You don't see that very often.
I've never seen a double save.
And you didn't see one that time because it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
But Hill jumped out to get it.
It was a double try.
Knocked it back in and kind of just hovered right in the... Holy cow. Kind of hovered right in the air. And then Clarkson jumped out to get it, and she threw it up, and it went out of bounds off this crazy little... the court sits about probably an inch off of the rest of the gym floor there. There's sort of a slope. Ahern leans in, throws it up, no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. Go to the Tigers. 1:24 left to go. 35-7.
They get it in. Nicole's going to bring it up for the Tigers on the right side. She gets it into the corner for Collip. Now back out to Cole. Open for three. She gives it out to Hill just inside the arc off the rim. Rebounded by Ahern. She'll get her 10 rebounds, I bet. Ahern gets it to Watson. Watson again walks it up the court. She goes around an Ahern screen. Cole doesn't want to mess with her, so she goes around Ahern as well. They get it in Ahern. Ahern flocks to the basket, and she misses a shot rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson to Collip. Collip will tote it across for the Tigers. Guarded closely here by Watson. Now gives it off to Cole. Cole now into Collip from 15 feet. She puts it on the floor, goes baseline, now pulls it back out when she's double-teamed. Now gets it into Scudder. Scudder shot off the glass. Good! That's a good-looking shot there by Scudder.
It's a lot easier when Ahern's not trying to block you.
Yeah.
Ahern just kind of has to stand there and take it, stand there with her arms straight up in the air.
She doesn't look very happy about it either.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, she's the one that earned the four fouls. So.
That's right. Oh, she's about 25 feet from the basket. She looked at the basket again. Here she goes. Nope. Rebounded by Collip. The touch just isn't there tonight for...
Nope. We got 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Collip gets it to Cole. 37-7 Tigers. Cole's going to launch a three.
Ooh.
Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Clarkson, who puts it up. The rings. That's going to be the end of the third quarter of the Tigers' 30-point lead. Be ready for the running clock here in the fourth. Here we go. We got something to let you know. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of the high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work. And you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Brashear Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Also, this year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Championships will be held March 16th through 18th at the new state-of-the-art Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia. Make plans now to be courtside in Columbia this March to see the state's top teams battle it out in one of the nation's premier basketball facilities. Be sure to follow all the state basketball playoffs online at www.misha.org and enjoy this year's Misha basketball playoffs. Something else I have to say. High school hoops. Tonight's game lead to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle Show Me Showdown 2006. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 16th through 18th at State of the Art Mizzou Arena on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2006. For game information, log on to MSHA.org or call the Mizzou Arena box office for tickets.
Well, while you were giving that nice update, you missed the Ahern. Fired another three, and it was in, and it bounced around, and it hung on the rim for about a second, and then fell out, and she was not happy about it. Then the Tigers went down and turned it over, so it's back to Atlanta with 7:30 left to play in the final quarter of the game. Watson's kind of pushing on Cole to get it in Ahern. Yes! Oh! Then Ahern then knocked over Dow, and Dow is down, face down on the court.
She looks like she's in some serious pain there.
Yeah, she's not feeling good.
She gets up.
She sets up.
I think mainly what happened, she got her bell rung big time.
I think it's her knee. They're looking at her leg.
You can hit any part of the body, ring your bell, as far as I'm concerned. That basket put it under 30 points, so the clock stopped right now. It would be stopped.
Well, she gets up and walking around.
Ahern goes over to console her.
She said, I'm sorry I whipped you over like that. They're going to take a timeout to settle down.
I think she got the wind knocked out of her. She's kind of holding her stomach a little bit, right in the solar plexus, they call that.
If Ahern ran into me, I'd have the wind knocked out of me, too. I think the coach is asking if she can continue.
Oh, that put him down to four for the game. Let's hope she's okay.
Of course, she can always come check back in if she's starting to feel better. Oops, she's good to go.
She is. She's a trooper.
That takes guts.
Knowing that your team is depending on you to have a full squad out there. Kelsey's going to inbound it underneath a Hornet basket. She gets it to Cole, and Cole's going to dribble it up. 37-9, 7:14 left to go in the fourth. Elsie thinks about three, now gets it to Cole. Cole over to Collip. Collip heads toward the wing. Now to Elsie on the baseline, back out to Collip. Cole's going to get it top of the key. Inside to Kelsey, up and under move, no good. Rebound underneath goes to Ahern.
How many is that?
That's nine. She's almost got the single-double going.
Nah,
nine rebounds.
That's not worth anything.
Six blocks, 6 points. She's got six of their 9 points.
That's a good, that's 66% of your team's points.
That's right.
That's pretty impressive. There's a block by Cole.
A nice play by Cole, who knocked it out of Watson's hands. Up ahead to Elsie, who completely botches the fast break, but is able to save it in there. Collip. Tigers run a more conventional offense here.
She about tripped and fell down. I think her feet got tangled up when she turned around to catch the pass from Cole.
Exactly. Kelsey gets her own rebound, throws it up on the rim, no good. Rebound to Ahern, that's number 10.
There we go. That's the first part of the triple-double that she needs in 6 minutes and 12 seconds. And we've got an official timeout as Dow, who's been injured, has to tie her shoe. She looks like she's about to cry almost.
Well, I seriously think she got the wind knocked out of her big time. She is not feeling well. She doesn't want to be out in front of all these people feeling the way she does, that's for sure. The ref asked her if she's okay. She doesn't look like it, but she says yes. Ahern.
Uh-oh.
Gets it to, forgot the name, Sagasser. Sagasser, Dow is going to be blocked. Or it's going to be
blocked by Scudder.
It's going to be blocked by Scudder. Kelsey chases the loose ball, gives it to Cole, and there's going to be a foul on the other end by Dow.
Scudder came in and said, I don't care if you're feeling bad. I'm going to block you anyway. And there is no sympathy in basketball.
That's what they say. 37-9, 28-point lead for the Tigers. Elzio inbound underneath their own basket.
Cole wide
gives
open.
It to Cole, who thinks about three, now pulls it out. Gives it to Kelsey, who launches from the free throw line, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Cole.
She does a great job of sniffing out the rebound.
She does. She just kind of waits until everyone else jumps up, and then she comes in there and gets it. Scudder.
Uh-oh. That's on Ahern, isn't it?
No, they're going to give that one to Watson.
Watson says, give it to me, give it to me. Don't give it to Ahern.
Spread the wealth here. And Elsie's going to inbound it again. They said it was before the shot.
That's
I think they had to call a foul on that one, but as Kelsey puts it in, it's back up to 39-30 lead. I think the refs, they know how many fouls these players have, and they don't want to see Atlanta
go down.
Yeah, but they also knew a foul needed to be called there, and Watson was took one for the team, so to speak.
Ooh, Watson rolls it in the day.
Boy, it looks like we got a circus atmosphere going on now. There was a kind of a, we're going to say a semi-pseudo scrum going on. Tigers end up losing it out of bounds, and Atlanta's coming back the other way with it. Five minutes left to go. The long pass is going to be picked off by Collop. Collop holds it high and now gets to Clarkson. Gives it to Cole, and the Tigers are going to come back. We got a running clock going. Oh, there's a nice steal by Sagas, who saves it into Ahern. Ahern's going to work it up against Hill. It's weird how many times we've seen Ahern try to bring it up against Hill today. I don't know if that's...
Hill's on her like ugly on an ape, I think, all day.
Well, it's just, I don't know if Hill just covers that part of the floor in the press or what, but Watson, meanwhile, works against Cole about 30 feet away from the basket. They're going to get Cole on the foul. Cole's going to get four, I think.
I believe that's right.
Clock still running. Ahern's going to throw it in on the other side. That's three fouls on the Tigers. Sheree Cole goes and has a seat. Watson gets in the backcourt, brings it across timeline. Working against LZ. Nice crossover dribble. Gets it over to Dowell.
She travels.
Who travels. Give her a break, ref.
There is no sympathy in basketball.
3:48 left to go. It's 39-9 Tigers. LZ now gets over to top of the key. Now over to the left-hand wing. Tigers definitely in no hurry to run any sort of offense here. You don't want to penalize these Hornets even more as LZ tries to drain a three just to shove it in my face. That's going to be a foul on Ahern.
She's
That'll
done.
Be five.
3:20 left to play. She's going to come over and have a seat.
With the running clock, it won't be much longer.
Yeah. So they're going to play the last 3 minutes or so with four players. And it could have been three if the injury had been a little more serious on Dow.
Good thing Dow seems to be feeling better as each second ticks on. Kelsey's going to shoot two free throws here.
Running clock. Really, I mean, they're going to waste a minute here on the free throws and such so that they won't have too much time to play with just the four. They're down to, what, 2:45 now?
2:45 left to go. Still 39-9. As all four Hornets have to be up in the box now.
Well, do they have to be?
I think they may have to fill up every spot.
Well, if you only have three, you can't fill up every spot.
Then they let it go, I guess. But you're not trying to gain an advantage. Yeah. Watson's going to bring it up. 2:20 left to go. It's 39-9, or 40-9. Did she make that basket?
I thought she did.
They're not giving her the point for it.
I'm going to give her the point.
Oh, it's on the other end.
Sagasser.
Sagasser puts it in. 2:09 left to go. It's 40-11.
There we go.
They get it up there now. Kelsey wide open underneath. Gets it to Hill. Puts it up and good. 42-11 now. 2 minutes left to go.
I didn't pay attention to what kind of defense. If they were running man, somebody was open. They were running a little box defense maybe. 2-2. Anyway, it's going to be a Hornet ball. Sagasser has it. Gets it off to Wiggins. Wiggins on the right side working baseline. Now picks up the dribble. And it's stolen by Elzy, who saves it into Clarkson. Hands it back to Elzy. 1:30 left to play. Elzy brings it up, gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey feeds it to Hill. Hill shot's no good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Saves it before it goes out of bounds. Poked away by Watson. Watson's off to the races. Elzy can stop her. Watson throws it up off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey with 1:15 now left to play. Elzy has it. Now gets it off to Collup. Collup gives it back to Elzy. Elzy, cross-court pass to Hill, wide open on the block. Yes. 1:05 left to play, 44-11. I think the Tigers need this time just to hold it and don't embarrass them. Especially with only four players. Hornets have a little trouble, and Rashier fouls Sagasser on a reach. They got Elzy.
Here we go. I got one more announcement for you. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? You cheer a good play by the opposing team. If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of these questions, showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young guys are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Bashir Broadcast.
Watson made a little two-point runner, and then Kelsey answered on the other side with a shot off the block. I'm telling you, the Tigers should just hold it, but I'm not the coach. Watson brings it down now, and it's going to be a jump ball as Clarkson once again gets her hands in on it. And possession of favors the Tigers with the last 2-1. Game is over, and the final score is 46-13.
Here we go. We got another announcement for you. We're going to unload them all. We got our sheets a little late. High school hoops. Tonight the game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle Show Me Showdown 2006. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 boys and girls basketball championships will be held March 16th through 18th at the state-of-the-art Mizzou Arena on the University of Missouri-Columbia campus. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2006. For game information, log on to misha.org or call the Mizzou Arena box office for tickets. Also, help take the responsibility of teaching students in any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. Proceeding message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Bashir Broadcasting. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens, it's taught. As part of our high school activities program in Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone and help make that happen. We at Bashir Broadcasting encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition as practiced both in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship. Give respect, get respect. The preceding message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Bashir Broadcast. We'll be back with the boys' game, Bashir versus Nominger, right after this. Oh, we're going to get some points to you. Why not? Starting with Atlanta, they were led in points by Joni Ahern with 4. Ahern had 6. Sagasser had 4. Watson with 2. And Wiggins with 1. Now for the Tigers, they were led by Haley Kelsey with 12. Jesse Hill with 10. Sheree Cole and Kimberly Elsie each had 6. Christina Scudder had 5. Ashley Clarkson had 3. Chelsea Collab had 2. All the Tigers scored on that one. That's a good game. Nice game as they head into the second round Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, I believe. Yes, sir. Tuesday at 6 is the Tigers' next game. They'll play the winner of Nominger in Macon County, which takes place at 5:15 today, right after this game. So we'll be back with boys, Bashir Tigers versus Nominger Wildcats, after this break.
All right, this is John Slavin, joined by Matt Caldwell for tonight's matchup at the Green City Class 1 District Tournament between the boys, Bashir Tigers, and Nominger Wildcats. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Championships will be held March 16th through 18th at the new state-of-the-art Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia. Make plans now to be courtside in Columbia this March and see the state's top teams battle it out at one of the nation's premier basketball facilities. Be sure to follow all of the state basketball playoffs online at www.mshsaa.org, misha.org, and enjoy this year's Misha basketball playoffs.
Okay, starting lineups here. First for the Tigers, we've got Andrew Linhart, David Anderson, Jacob Shipman, Cale Watson, and Tyler Killen. For the Wildcats, Evan Stoll, Dakota Jake Hughes, Josh Denton, Grant Daniels, and Justin Denton. I think this is the 83rd time these teams have met this year, it seems like. A lot of games played between Nominger and Bashir over the course of a year. That goes for boys and girls. So, Bashir should have them figured out by now. We'll see if it translates into a win.
What's the old saying that you can beat a team twice during the year, but you can't? It's hard to beat them three times. Well,
what they say.
Maybe we'll get them then.
Luckily, we just played Atlanta for the second time, beat them both, and we don't play them anymore. So Watson will jump it up against Denton. Here we go. Watson steals the jump and goes to Shipman, who's over on the right-hand side. Yes, left-hand side. Underneath, caught by Denton, gets it to Anderson. Anderson out top to Linhart at the half-court circle. Linhart picks up his dribble, gets it to Anderson, who almost loses it, guarded by Jake Hughes. Now gets it to Watson, guarded by Daniels. Watson working over the left-hand wing, gets it to Shipman. Tigers passing a lot around the perimeter here. Shipman gets it to Watson. It's going to be stolen by Daniels, who kicks it around, and he shoves it off of David Anderson. Nope, it's going to be out of bounds. I think they said he stepped out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. So Tigers get another free possession here. We burned 34 seconds already in the first quarter. No score. Kale Watson is going to bring it across. Tries to work off the pick by Anderson. Ends up getting bodied up by Daniels instead. Anderson, bounce pass into Shipman. Ball fake against Denton. Throws up with a left hand. No good. Denton gets the rebound. That's Justin Denton. Gets it to Grant Daniels. Daniels all the way in on the other end. The shot's going to be short, and the rebound's going to be picked up by Watson. Killing gets thrown off the court. Watson works up against Daniels now. He gets it over to Linhart, who's guarded by Stoll. Now to Shipman in the corner. He's going to launch a three. Rebound, no good. And there's going to be a foul underneath on Josh Denton. That'll be the first foul of the game. Nope. It'll be a foul on Jake Hughes. That'll be the first foul of the game. Linhart inbound underneath the basket. He looks, gets it out to Killen. Killen over to Watson. Watson's going to launch a three now. In and out, no good. Rebound to Justin Denton at this second. 6:39 left to go. It's 0-0 still. And Navajo will get their first chance to run their offense. Josh Denton over on the right-hand side. There's going to be a steal by Linhart with quick hands as Josh Denton tried to lob it back over to the top of the key, and Linhart got his hand on it and was able to corral the loose ball. Kale Watson fires it inside to Shipman, who almost loses it. Now he gives it to Linhart. Linhart between the circles, picks up his dribble, now gives it to Watson on the right side. Watson dribbles to the top of the key, tries to go up with it, and it's going to be knocked away by Daniels. Denton streaks down to the other side of the court with it. Inside to Daniels now. There's going to be a little give and go. Denton loses the ball, now gets it back. Gives it over to Daniels. Daniels up inside to Josh Denton. He's going to put off the glass. Good. First points of the game go to Novinger. 2-0, 5:50 left to go in the first quarter. Tigers playing some good defense so far. Nice aggressive defense. They're moving a lot on offense. They look like they came ready to play today. As Tyler Killen gets it, holds it high. Now he fakes out Denton. And fakes out Josh Denton. Justin Denton gets the rebound on the missed basket. Josh Denton's going to bring it up. Gets it over to Stoll. Stoll bounce pass to Daniels. All the way across to Josh Denton, who does a little up and under move. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Still 2-0. We've almost had 3 minutes go by and only 2 points. As Kale Watson is going to be fouled by Daniels. Watson working hard up top against Daniels. Maybe we can get him in foul trouble there. We can get into that bench a little bit.
Daniels playing real aggressive defense on him, too, and Watson was taking it to him.
That's what you need to do on these guys that are make them play. I mean, if you body up on them, you got the ball, chances are they're going to call a foul. There's another foul on Daniels there. That'll be a shooting foul. That's two quick fouls on him.
These Tigers are really a lot more athletic bunch of boys than their records would indicate.
They had a tough game against Macon County last night. So they come into district. It's one win this season. Really nothing to lose at all. So Watson misses his first free throw. And misses the second. Daniel's going to get the rebound. You got to make free throws if that's going to be your game plan. Jake Hughes gets on the other end, rises in the lane, and puts it in. Boy, he can get off the floor quick. He shoots it right at the top of his jump, too. He's not very tall. I'd say 5'5", maybe. But Linhart's going to try to answer him at the other end. Offside of the rim, no good. Quick shot. Tigers weren't ready to go in rebound as Denton comes back the other way with it. Justin Denton now gets it to Stoll. Stoll has it near the half-court circle. Gets it to Josh Denton. Josh Denton over the top to Stoll. Stoll's going to lose it out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. 4-0. Navinger with the lead. 4:39 left to go in the first quarter.
All right, Linhart's going to bring it across the timeline, guarded by Daniels. A little spin move there, sends it over to Watson over at the right wing. Watson in the lane to Shipman. Shipman tries to drive it along the left side of the lane, loses it to Daniels, and Daniels is going to bring it back the other way. Daniels drives it into the lane. Nice little floater goes in. 6-0 now. Novinger with the advantage. Watson will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Sets up for a long three, and a little bit too long. They came up short, but Shipman with the rebound, and his shot is... looked like it was partially blocked. Came back down. They're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on number 10, which will be Evan Stoll. That's his first foul. Anderson out, and Belzer checks into the game for the Tigers. Watson's going to inbound it under the basket. Sends it out to Linhart. Linhart guarded by Stoll. To Belzer on the left side, back to Linhart up top. Tries to send back to Belzer, but Daniels had his eyes on that all the way, and he takes it in, tries a reverse layup. No good. Stoll comes up with it, tries to put it back, and he's fouled by number 21, which is going to be, who was that? Anyway, Daniels sends it in, and Evan Stoll comes up with it. It wasn't designed for him, but he sends it over to Daniels on the right wing. His shot is good, and they're going to give him three for that one. 9-0 now. Novinger with the advantage. Linhart brings it back the other way. That foul was on Belzer a while ago. Linhart drives into the lane, up the left elbow, sends it over to Shipman in the left corner. He takes it into the lane, and he's partially blocked by Denton, and they're going to call a foul on him. And that is Denton's first foul. So Shipman will go to the line. We'll see if he can convert with a couple of shots here. 3:31 left in the first period. Still no points by the Tigers. And after one shot, still no points. Tigers is shooting dreadfully on free throws. Second shot, no good. Denton comes up with a rebound. Hands it off to Daniels. Daniels will bring it back the other way. Tigers trying a little bit of press. Daniels sends it over to Stoll. Tyler Killen with the steal. Kale Watson will bring the ball back the other way. Watson has it up top. Sends it to Tyler Killen on the right side. There we go.
And I've noticed that they've taken Daniels off Watson, too. They're obviously afraid of Daniels getting in foul trouble. So he got Linhart on that trip down the floor, so we'll see what happens for the rest of the game.
Linhart has it on the... not Linhart. Daniels has it on the right side. He drives in the lane and converts. 2:51, 11-2. Novinger with the advantage. Watson will have the ball. He'll bring it back the other way. Everybody from Novinger falls back, so in a half-court situation here. Linhart has it over the right wing. Sends it to Belzer. Top of the key, guarded by Stoll. Tries to get it back to Watson, and it's going to be Stoll with the ball. His shot is up and good.
I think he kind of shuffled his feet down there. He kind of lost the ball and shuffled his feet a little bit. They gave him the benefit of the doubt on it, and he was able to put it in. Didn't look pretty at all, that's for sure.
But he converts. Linhart with it, sends it over to Watson. Watson nearly loses the handle on it, drives the baseline. His shot is up and good. Got a favorable roll there. It was a little bit almost too strong, but went in. Denton with it, sends it to J.Q. across the lane to Denton. His shot is up and in and out. Daniels comes up with the rebound, pulls it back out. He's going to take it back in. A little floater goes in. Wow, that was a nice looking play. He's a good player.
He's very quick with the ball or without the ball. Either one, doesn't matter. He's quick, and he's quick off the floor, too.
Belzer at the right elbow sends it back out to Watson. Watson looks to send it in, sends it to Belzer up top. Belzer back to Kale Watson. Dribbles behind the back. Nice looking move there. Sends it over to Tyler Killen, but Denton comes up with the steal, and we're headed back the other way in a hurry. To Denton at the top. It's free throw line. His shot's no good. And Stoll to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes is a little jumper there. No good. Tyler Killen comes up with it, and Linhart's going to bring the ball back the other way. Linhart has it in the lane. Man, he is hammered.
And then they called the foul after the play stopped.
After the play stopped and he was laying on the ground in a prone position.
I guess you might believe that. It's a PA. That's right.
Oh.
I wasted all that time in the first game.
Miller comes in for killing now. As Tigers inbound underneath their own basket. 1:06 left to go. It's 15-4. Watson throws it over the top to Shipman. Shipman top of the key back into Watson. Watson thinks about it. Almost knocked away by Jake Hughes. Now Watson gets it out to Linhart. To Shipman, who tries to dump it to Belzer. Knocked away. Belzer up strong off the glass. No good. Rebound by Justin Denton. 50 seconds left to go. Daniel's going to walk it up. Gets it to Stoll. 15-4. Novinger with the lead. Stoll gets it to Jake Hughes. Inside to Daniels. Daniels picks up a dribble. Now gives it to Josh Denton. Josh Denton over to Stoll. Inside to Justin Denton, who throws up a little one-handed hook shot, and it's good. 32 seconds left to go at 17-4. Jacob Shipman slaps the ball as he throws it into Watson. He knew that he gave up that basket himself, trying to be a little bit too aggressive. Linhart working against Daniels over on the right-hand wing. Now gives it to Shipman, who's going to put up a three. Flash home. 17-7 now. Cuts the lead to 10. 12 is 10 seconds left. Daniels working against Linhart. Now Daniels gets caught by Jake Hughes. Almost knocked away. Daniels going to get it. He's going to throw it up. Nope, they're going to get it to Denton. Denton puts it up right before the buzzer. And that puts it up to a 12-point lead after the first quarter. So after one, it's 19-7.
And we have a little announcement here. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it is also an educational experience for students involved, because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Brashear Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Here we go. Novinger is going to get to start the second. Thank you, John, for that message, by the way. Having to struggle through the script that we got. It's kind of marked up a little bit. Daniel's going to launch it from the side. He airballs it, and Killen comes up with a rebound. 19-7 after the first quarter. Tigers, they've been playing well the first quarter. We'll see if they can stay out of the funk here. Starting five back on the floor for the Brashear. Shipman thinks about three as he gets the top of the key. Working against Justin Denton, the big guy. He's getting him out about 25, 30 feet away from the basket. Now Watson with a ball fake against Stoll. And he puts up a shot. He's going to be fouled by Stoll. That'll be two on him. Novinger has, what, five fouls now? Maybe six? Had six fouls. Tiger's going to be in the, hopefully be in the bonus. Of course, they can't hit the free throws, so there's Cale Watson's first. As it rolls in, a little bit of a pity roll there. For all intents and purposes, it should have come out, but it didn't. Tyler Killen gets off the line. He's going to come down on JQ's side of the court now. Here's Watson's second. Cut it to a 9-point lead. That's good. Or a 10-point lead. 19-9. 7:26 left to go. Justin Denton gets it from Josh Denton. Now he holds it high. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels with kind of semi-trap at half court by the Tigers. JQ's underneath to Justin Denton, who puts up a shot. Good. These rims, I tell you what, I think they come in and loosen them up right before districts. I remembered it last year. These things are softer than baby's breath. Anything you put up on there is just going to kind of keep dancing around until it goes in. Linhart gets it knocked away. Anderson comes up with the loose ball. Bounce pass underneath to Killen. High arc and shot is going to be air ball, and Daniel's going to pick it up and go the other way with it. He's looking up. Tigers aren't going to stop him. He goes all the way in. Jacob Shipman was underneath the basket looking the complete opposite way. I don't know what he was looking for, but...
Everybody had their back to Daniels, and Daniels took it right in.
Might as well. 23-9, 6:35 left to go in the second quarter. Watson working against Stoll. Bounce pass to Shipman, who's been getting Daniels farther and farther away from the basket. The rebound is tipped up by Josh Denton over to Daniels. Fires it down to Jake Hughes. Up top to Denton, who blows the layup. And Linhart's going to come up with the rebound in the middle of the middle of the lane. They tried to, J.Q. tried a little alley-oop layup to Denton, who banged it off the backboard. It didn't even hit rim, and Linhart was able to chase it down. Anderson working against J.Q.'s. Now he gets it to Watson at the half-court circle, working against Stoll. Watson drifts over to the left-hand side. Now gets it to Linhart against Daniels. Now to Shipman, who's at the free throw line, rises up against Denton. Back to the rim, no good. Tyler Killen tries to go get it, and then it's going to be out of bounds off of Wildcats. Nice hustle play by Tyler Killen as he was able to disrupt Josh Denton just enough to knock it away. Linhart gets it over on the side for three. There you go.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There he goes. 23-12. Linhart was wide open on that inbound play. There's going to be a steal by Cale Watson, who goes up strong against Daniels. They don't call the foul there. Cale definitely had to absorb a lot of contact there, and he didn't get the benefit of the call on the foul. Josh didn't get to the Stoll on the other end. Stoll's going to shoot a three, and he makes it. Boy, that's unfortunate to see that play turn around like that. We miss a call down at the other end, and they come down on the transition, hit the three. So that was a fairly damaging play there. 26-12 with 5:18 left to go in the first half. Watson gets it inside to Anderson. It's going to be stolen by Stoll as he puts it in there against Cale Watson on the fast break on the layup. I don't know how he made that. I think it was more luck than anything. As Josiah Belzer is going to come in for Anderson. And Greathouse is going to come in for Josh Denton.
That's the first foul on, who was that? It was 45. Was that Linhart? Watson. Oh, there, I see the four. Tyler Killen comes up with the rebound, sends it over to Linhart on the missed opportunity by Novinger. Linhart guarded by Daniels. Linhart spin move. He's going to take it into the lane. Picks up the dribble, nearly taken away by Daniels. Shipman takes it in, takes it all the way, and misses it. And on the rebound, Tigers come up with it. Tyler Killen was a strong move trying to get the rebound. That was a good-looking play. Unfortunately, when Shipman wasn't able to convert, Belzer has it over on the left side, and he loses a handle on it, but they're going to say that Jake Hughes knocked it out, so it'll still be Tigers' ball. Shipman will inbound it on the far side. 4:37, left in the half, 28-12. Shipman throws it all the way across, and Killen and Shipman were not on the same wavelength, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know what Shipman was. He threw it. Shipman threw it in, like Coach Coleman said. He was trying to throw it to a post player moving away from the basket. There was little sense in that decision.
Meanwhile,
hey, nice play, Tyler Killen getting position on the rebound, getting Justin Denton over the back. Sweet, that's going to be free throws for the Tigers.
Is that three on him? No, they're saying three.
That's three on Justin Denton. That's two on Daniel. Josh Denton's going to come back in the game for the Wildcats. Tigers still down 16.
All right, we'll see if Tyler can bring us in a little closer. Tyler's shot is up and good. There you go, Tyler. 28-13 now, Novinger with the advantage. Second shot is on its way, and it rattles around and falls in.
Get that guy on the line more, please.
There you go. Denton inbounds it to Daniels. Daniels sends it up ahead to Greathouse, over to Stoll on the other side of the court. Stoll to Daniels on the right wing. He looks at taking the shot, then sends it over to Jake Hughes on the left side. Jake Hughes takes it in the lane, and that real tall jump shot is no good. Greathouse gets it, sends it back to Daniels on the right side. His shot for three is no good. Shipman comes up with the rebound. Nice looking play there by the Tigers. They kept him from getting any points on that one. Watson takes it into the lane, backs out. Nice little fadeaway jump shot is no good. They're going to call a foul on Tyler Killen. Didn't see it, but I suspect it was an over-the-back type call. He was down low.
I think maybe he pushed on when he was jostling for position in there.
Anyway, Josh Denton with the ball, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Daniels up top. Daniels over to Stoll on the right wing. Stoll back out to Daniels. Daniels is going to take it into the lane. His little floater shot is good.
That shot's been killing us this game. I bet he scored 8 points off of that so far.
It has a little bit of a misdirection to it, too. He'll take it up, and then he'll kind of cock sideways before he dumps it in. It's real hard to guard. Shipman has the ball on the left side of the lane. picks up the dribble, and it's blocked by Daniels, but he gets it back and wants to put back.
He got it back before he even hit the ground on the jump shot. That was strange.
Daniels brings it across the timeline, guarded by Killen. Sends it out to Jake Hughes up top. Jake Hughes over to Stoll. Stoll's going to shoot for three from the right side. It's no good. Denton comes up with it, sends it back out to Jake Hughes, back out to Stoll up top. Novinger will reset the offense, sends it to Daniels on the left wing, just inside the arc. Daniels is going to drive the baseline, sends it over to Greathouse, but Greathouse can't handle it. Goes out of bounds on the far side.
Novinger is playing a lot sloppier ball than we're accustomed to seeing him playing. Like I said, we've seen him play a lot, and they don't usually make this many mistakes in a game, let alone in less than a half. So maybe the Tigers can capitalize on that. We'll see.
Lenhart with the ball sends it over to Belzer over on the right wing. Belzer sends it back out to Watson. Watson guarded by Stoll. Watson looks at taking it in the lane, but backs back out, sends it off to Lenhart up top near the center court. He's guarded by Daniels. Lenhart sends it to Belzer, but Belzer can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Lenhart's pass was a little bit off the mark, and Belzer couldn't get out there to get it. Stoll with the ball now for Novinger. Guarded by Lenhart, sends it over to Jake Hughes over the left wing. Throws it right into Shipman. I'm not sure who you send that to. Shipman's going to take it coast to coast, but loses it on the floor. And that's going to be a scrum.
That was a textbook definition of scrum right there. Three or four guys wrestling for the ball on the floor.
Kind of looks like our pictures on our back, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
arms and legs sticking out of a cloud of dust. That's about what it is. Linhart's going to inbound underneath. Tries to get it to Shipman. Shipman's able to get it. Puts it up, and he's going to get the benefit of the foul. Greathouse there. Shipman being extremely aggressive in there, and it's causing a lot of problems with Novinger. They're fouling a lot. That'll be 9 fouls on Novinger. 2:09 left to go. Justin Denton's going to check back in the game. It'd be a shame if he picked up his 4th foul. Shipman hits his first free throw. Jake Hughes is going to come out. 30-17 with 2:09 left to go in the first half. Here's Shipman's 2nd. It's good also. Hey, Tigers are finding their stroke at the line. Cut it to a 12-point lead. Justin Denton gets it to Josh Denton now. Lobs it over the top to Daniels. Daniels lobs it back to Justin Denton. Comes back out, gets it to Josh Denton. Now to Daniels. Over to Stoll. Lob pass into Justin Denton, who puts it up over Tyler Killen. Good. I think they like having the big guy in there. A lot better than not having him in there, that's for sure. They tend to run a lot of their offense through him. Lenhart gets it to Watson now. Watson over on the right-hand side. Bounce pass into Tyler Killen. Tyler Killen goes up strong, gets Denton, maybe trying to draw the foul. It's an air ball, though, as Greathouse gets the rebound, gets it to Josh Denton now. Now to Evan Stoll. Over to Daniels. Daniels thinks about going to Justin Denton. Now gets it back out to Stoll again. Over to Josh Denton, who's going to throw up a quick three. No good. Rebound to Greathouse. Blocked by Lenhart. It's going to be out of bounds off Greathouse. It's going to go to the Tigers. Nice play, Andrew Lenhart.
I tell you, the Tigers were completely out of position, though, for that rebound. There was nobody over on the left side of that lane.
It was a good thing Andrew was able to get off the floor on that then, because it was a straight-up block against Greathouse. He's got probably 2 inches on him. Lenhart over to Watson. Zip pass over there. Watson's going to throw up a three. There it goes. 32-21 now. Tigers cut it to 11. As Daniels dribbles up the left-hand side of the floor. And Belzer is going to be called for the foul there, bodying up Daniels on his way up the floor. Josh Denton's going to throw it in front of the scorer's table. 1:02 left to go, 32-21. Daniels gets it now. He's drifting over between the circles. Gets it to Stoll. Stoll to Josh Denton between the circles now. Over to Daniels' left-hand side. He's a lefty anyway. Now to Greathouse underneath. Rebound is going to come to Tyler Killen. It's going to be... Oh, they're going to call a foul there. No, they're going to call... Ooh, they're going to say a foul on Tyler Killen. Everyone on the court thought it was a foul on White.
Well, he was pointed that way.
And Nominger is going to have to inbound underneath. That's only 5 fouls on the Tigers. 48 seconds left to go. Daniels gets to Josh Denton over to Stoll. Now to Daniels, who comes open on the other side. Rebound goes to Lenhart. Packers have a chance to put this underneath 10 heading into halftime. We'll see if they hold for one shot. Daniel's going to come out on Linhart. He gets it to Shipman. Shipman's working against Greathouse. Lots of hands in there. Killen almost loses it. Now Greathouse ends up stealing it. Tiger Squatter, an opportunity there for the last shot. Stoll's going to bring it up. 20 seconds left to go in the half. Josh Denton has it over on the right wing. Gets it into Greathouse. Greathouse is going to take one dribble and go up. That's good. 10 seconds left to go in the half. It's 34-21. It's Wildcat. Cale Watson working against Stoll. He's going to take it all the way in. No, it's going to be blocked by Denton. 2 seconds, one. Greathouse is not going to get the ball off in time. Stoll heaves it up to no effect as it was after the buzzer. Tigers played a pretty strong half of basketball overall as they go into the half down 34-21.
I have another announcement for you. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. These messages have been brought to you by your friends at Brashear Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attendance during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you will be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Athletic Association and VHS Broadcasting. High school hoops. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State basketball pinnacle, Show Me Showdown 2006. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 boys and girls basketball championships will be held March 16th through 18th at State of Art Missouri Arena on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2006. For game information, log on to MSHAA.org or call the Mizzou Arena box office for tickets. Help take the responsibility of teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri high school officials, thank you for a job well done. The preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Athletic Association and VHS Broadcasting Internet Radio.
Hey, we're getting ready to start the second half here. 34-21, Novinger with the lead. Both teams send their starters back on the floor. Novinger in a little bit more foul trouble than the Tigers are. That's good news for us. Stoll is going to get it across to Jake Hughes as we start the second half here. Denton on the left-hand baseline now. Justin Denton is calling for it like crazy. Josh Denton gets it to Daniels. Daniels going to throw it up, and that's good. And then puts it back up to 15 here. Start the second half. Cale Watson working against Stoll. Gets the pickoff. Anderson, now he throws up three. No good. Rebound's going to be Justin Denton. Clears it, and he gets it to Stoll. Stoll's going to bring it across now. Stoll over to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes to Josh Denton in the corner. Same play as last time. Now they get it to Justin Denton. Daniels cuts to the basket, but they don't find him. Now Josh Denton has it. Now he gets it to Daniel. Daniel's going to throw it up. No good. Front of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Up and under move. He's going to draw the foul, and he's going to get shoot two free throws here. It'll be a foul on Tyler Killen. Daniels to shoot two. His first is back of the rim, no good. Three fouls on Tyler Killen. That was the first foul of the second half. Daniel's second free throw is good. 37-21 now. Novinger not playing any sort of zone. Looks like they're playing a man-to-man. Linhart almost loses it, knocks it to Watson as he's falling down. Watson has it between the circles, working to get stole. He gets it to Linhart. Linhart gets it to Tyler Killen, who does a ball fake off the backboard. No good. Rebound goes to Denton. Daniels is going to bring it back the other way in a hurry. He's going to drive all the way into the lane, throw up a little floater. It's good. Hey, that's about 12 or 14 points for him. Just on those shots in the lane, it seems like. 39-21. Mounders come out smoking, starting with six straight points. Watson gets it to Linhart. Linhart inside to Killen. Killen up over Denton, and that's good. Denton has to watch out. He's got three fouls. Tigers get on the board. It's 39-23. 6.5 left to go in the third.
I would imagine that they'll take that to him every chance that they get, try to get him in foul trouble.
I'm pretty sure that's what the coach told him anyway. Stoll lobs it into Daniels. Daniels tries to lob it into Denton. Denton has it partially blocked. It's going to be picked up by Anderson in the middle of the lane. That was a nice play by Shipman to body up Daniel or Denton there and to knock it away. Watson has it between the circles now. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson into Killen. Killen throws up another shot. I tell you what, that's the plan right now. If Tyler can put a couple of those in, it'll keep Namjoo a little bit more honest down there. Maybe find an open guy on a double team. Stoll has it half-court circle, picks up his dribble, lobs it into Daniels. Daniels, guarded by two guys, traps at the free throw line. Now gives it to Jake Hughes. He's going to throw up a three. That rattles home. Around the rim and in. And it's up 42-23. He's quickly up to a 19-point lead. 13 at halftime.
Here comes Linhart with the ball, guarded by Daniels. Linhart has it up top. Looks to send it over to Watson on the left wing. Watson guarded by Stoll. Watson moves around the left side, takes it along the baseline, and nice looking hesitation
there
move there. Puts it up and in and good.
Taking it right to Justin Denton in the middle. Like we said, he can't afford to pick up that fourth foul this early in the second half.
Stoll to Denton, to Josh Denton. Josh Denton pulls it back out, sets up the half-court offense, sends it into Daniels' right elbow. He gets it into to Justin Denton, and he converts.
Hey, did a little alley-oop play in the lane. That's nothing compared to what North Shelby did against us on Tuesday night. As far as alley-oops go, they were about the best at that I'd ever seen, really. For not having a big guy, they were very, very good at it.
Watson has it up top. Looks, thinks about it for the three for a second, but dumps it back off to Anderson. Anderson takes it in the lane. Little floater converts. How about that, David Anderson?
That was fairly ugly looking shot, but it made it.
We'll take it. That's one of those coach says, no, no, no. Yes. Daniels has it the left elbow, and his little jump shot goes in, 46-27. Now Novinger with the advantage. Watson brings it across the timeline over on the far side, guarded by Stoll. Takes it up to half court, pulls up at about the free throw line. His shot's no good, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Tyler Killen.
Yeah, that'll be four on him. Coach going to have to put somebody in there. Belzer comes in for Anderson. He's leaving Tyler out there, it looks like.
Denton with the ball. Josh Denton sends it all the way over to Justin on a cross-court pass across the line. Denton back to Stoll. Stoll will alley up to Justin Denton. Right out up top to Jake Hughes over to Daniels on the right wing. Daniels takes it in the lane. His little left-handed hook, runner, whatever it was, went in. 48-27 now. Novinger with the advantage. Here comes Andrew Linhart walking across the timeline. 3:37 left. Boy, ball's knocked out of his hand by Daniels. Daniels is going to take it all the way. That was an ugly-looking thing. Watson brings it across the timeline. 50-27 now. 3:20 left in the third. Watson guarded by Stoll. Gets it into Shipman at the long left side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Tries to get the put back. It's no good. But Shipman gets his rebound back out to Linhart up top, and his shot for three is good. How'd you like that?
That was pretty nice. Shipman shot it twice, missed it twice, but was able to get the rebound and get it out to Linhart, top of the key. Nice shot.
Daniels has it over the left-hand side. Gets it into Josh Denton. Back out to Stoll. Stoll for three is no good. Boy, Josh Denton just almost committed an over-the-back call. Anyway, Watson has the ball. He's going to run it along the baseline, pulls it back out, thinks about shooting, sends it to Shipman in the lane. His little reverse layup type thing comes up no good. And Tyler Killen comes up with it, and his shot's no good. And Justin Denton comes up with a rebound, hands it off to Stoll, and we're going the other way. I'm not sure what happened to Shipman. He acts like he's a little bit hurt. He may have just been hit in the place he didn't want to be hit.
Yeah, he's shaking it off right now. He doesn't look too good, but. As Coach Jennings with the Wildcats called the timeout here.
He's stepping funny. I think it's something in his leg. .215 left in the third. 50-30. Novinger with the advantage. Chipman's kind of walking it off. I think maybe he's going to be all right. He's going to sit out for a minute, though. We've got Anderson, Linhart, Belzer, Watson, and Tyler Killen in for the Tigers. Stoll with the ball for Novinger. Stoll sends it in to Daniels, who's just inside the arc. Back out to Stoll. Over to Jake Hughes in the lane to Daniels. Nice looking play. He wasn't able to convert, though. And Watson comes up with a rebound. Watson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Stoll. Sends it to Linhart over on the right side. Back out to Anderson up top. Anderson guarded by Josh Denton. Picks up the dribble, sends it over to Linhart in the lane to Belzer. Belzer loses the handle on it to Stoll. Stoll's going to take it. Well, he's going to take it all the way, but then he kind of lost the handle on it, so he sends it back out to Josh Denton. Josh Denton to Justin Denton, and his shot's no good. Daniels with the putback attempt is no good. Gets his own rebound, pulls it back out. Shot this time falls in. Justin Denton fell down, and he's acting like he's got a little bit to shake off as well.
He landed on somebody's foot there. Nice play by Cale Watson to get in the lane. He's going to get to shoot two free throws as a benefit. Tigers down 52-30 with 1:08 left. That was a foul on who? I missed that one. Foul on... There is no 21. On Daniels. No, they're going to say that was on Stoll, and that's his third. Watson hits his first free throw. Cuts it to 52-31. 1:08 left to go in third quarter. Here's Watson's second. Also good. After the rough start at the line, Tigers are starting to put them home here. 52-32. Josh Denton gets it ahead to Daniels. Daniels brings it across. Now gets it to Stoll. Who gets it back to Daniels. Guarded by Anderson. Josh Denton in the lane. Floats. No good. Rebound to Linhart. I tell you what, Justin Denton's been virtually neutralized here by getting those three fouls early on. I think, he's still a little walking a little gingerly there. Cale Watson's working against Stoll now. He gives it to Anderson on the right-hand side to Belzer. Belzer out to Watson, who shakes Stoll, puts up a three, no good. Rebound goes to Denton. Stoll is going to work against Watson now. He gets it up to Josh Denton. Now to Stoll. Over to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes to Stoll. Over to Josh Denton, 17 seconds left. Wildcats working for a last shot here. Stoll inside to Daniels. Daniels going to take it all the way in, puts it up and good. I tell you what, he's got good hands working today. He's getting a lot of those easy shots. 5-4 seconds left. Cale Watson's going to pull up from about 30 feet away. He's going to airball it. No good. Tiger is going to be down 54-32 going into the fourth quarter.
Well, I just can't believe how much height that Jake Hughes gets on his shots. And just jumping. Just out there a minute ago, he went up in the air, and his elevation was just tremendous.
And he shoots it at the very top of that jump, too. He's got a good vertical as it is, but he doesn't – you can't take for granted that he's short because he's just as tall as everybody else once he shoots the ball.
That's a lesson that our girls could have used against that
Jody Ahern. Especially in the first game we played against them when Ahern had something like 12 blocks. She was limited this time because of, she had to play the whole game. That's going to take a little bit of spring out of your step. But she ended up with 6 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 blocks. I tell you what, that's pretty solid for a high school game, especially a girls' game. If you can take away one whole aspect of another team, like their inside game because of some ability you have, then you're doing something right. Watson gets it to Linhart, over to Belzer, now to Killen. Killen with a ball fake. It's going to be blocked by Denton. And Denton's coming the other way. Justin Denton is. He gets it to Josh Denton. Josh Denton is going to rise up from 18 on the baseline. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Shipman, and Josh Denton is going to be called for the foul. No. They're going to say White 1-4. He said Jacob Shipman first. Now, he got the right call.
Had the right color, but the wrong number.
Yep. Andrew Linhart gets it across to Belzer, who works away from Jake Hughes. It's going to be picked up by Denton now after it was knocked away by Jake Hughes. Daniel down at the other end. Lobs it over top to Josh Denton to Stoll. Over to Jake Hughes, who does a ball fake. Gets Chipman up in the air. Now gets it inside to Denton, Daniel throws up the layup. I bet he's going to have 30 points this game easily. 56-32. Tigers are down by 24. 7 minutes left to go in the fourth. Linhart working against Daniels. Now over to Watson, now to Shipman, who goes up. Ball fake, gets it up, left hand, off the glass, and good. That'll be a foul on Josh Denton. His older brother, Justin, chews him out for going for the ball fake first. Shane Miller's going to come in for Belzer. How many is that? Can you see around the
two.
Corner? That's two on Josh Denton. Greathouse is going to come in for him. Jacob Shipman have a chance to make his three-point play. 56-34, 6:57 left to go.
Nice little misdirection thing. He looked like he was going to take the shot, pulled it back down, and completely faked out Denton in the process.
Well, it was added to that fake was the fact that he switched hands in midair and put it up with his left. Shipman hits his free throw. Tigers continue the hot streak from the line as Daniels gets it across the stole now. 56-35, 6:50 left to go in the fourth. Greathouse is going to put it up from the junction. Quick shot. Probably something the coach doesn't want to see is a shot 5 seconds into your possession when you're up 20. But
now that's what happens when you get somebody coming in that plays off the bench.
That's right.
Gets that opportunity, wants to make the best of it.
As Chipman has it over on the left-hand wing now, working against Greathouse. All the way up and in, over the top, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. And it's going to be, rebound's going to go off. Jake Hughes going to stay with the Tigers. Watson gets it into Linhart. Linhart over on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Watson. Watson with a ball fake. Now working against Stoll. Drifts out to the half-court circle. Gives it to Shipman, who's against Jake Hughes now. He's got a good 6 inches on him. To Miller, top of the key. To Linhart, ball fake. Gets Greathouse up in the air. Up and under move. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Denton. Denton gets it to Daniels, and the Wildcats are heading the other way. Daniels between the circles now. Gets it to Greathouse. Going to shoot another shot from the other junction. That was good also. He can hit that shot, guys. You got to get up on him. 60-35. 5:50 left to go in the fourth.
Well, you could just about bet if he's going to get it, he's going to shoot it right away. Watson has the ball at the top of the key for the Tigers. Sends it over to Linhart, the right wing. Linhart picks up the dribble, sends it out to Shipman up top. Shipman puts it on the floor, takes it along the right-hand side, sends it back out to Linhart on the right side. He shot the three. Is good. How about that? 60-38 now. Andrew was trying to block off on Daniels, and Daniels just ran over him.
Andrew was his customary trying to take a charge play for this game. He's usually up to three or four by this time, how many times he's hit the deck trying to take a charge, but that was the first one that I've seen.
Jake Hughes with the ball, sends it into Greathouse. Greathouse, little hook shot type thing up to Daniels. Or
Tigers had five guys in the lane on that rebound. That's what you want to see.
Linhart with the ball, guarded by Daniels. Linhart over to Watson on the right wing. Watson brings it up the free throw line, and his shot is nothing but net. You didn't hardly see anything move on that when it went through the net. Daniels sends it over to Justin Denton. Up ahead to Stoll. Stole to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes runs along the baseline and is knocked out of bounds as he tries to get it across the back of the lane over to Greathouse, but Navajo will retain possession of the ball. 60-40, 4:49 left in the game. Daniels sends it all the way out to Stoll up top. Stoll to Daniels on the left wing. Daniels is going to shoot for three, comes up short, and Watson comes up with a rebound. Watson brings it back the other way. Sends it over to Shipman. Shipman's open, and he's going to shoot it. Gets the three. 60 to 43 now. Daniels with the ball. Daniels brings it across the timeline for Navajo. Sends it back to Josh Denton. And he's shooting out there for three. Wow. I didn't know he could do that from out there in three-point land.
I bet Coach didn't think he could do it either. Coach tells him to get back underneath the basket where he belongs. He says, you're 5 inches taller than everybody else. What are you doing out there?
Watson sends it to Shipman. Shipman guarded by Greyhouse. Shipman's going to take it in the lane. Sends it back out to Anderson. Anderson comes back in the lane, nearly stripped from him. And
they're going to get Daniels on the foul. The ball kind of went up in the air. Miller ran up underneath it, and Daniels came over the top. That'll be third foul on Daniels, I believe.
That would be correct, my friend.
And I don't know how many team fouls we got.
That I can't see. Tyler Killen sends it over to Shipman. Shipman shot for three, and it's good again.
Hey, there's another big guy with a nice touch outside. 17-point lead for the Wildcats.
Daniels brings it across the lane, sends it into the paint to Daniels, and his little reverse move is good. Boy, it's hard to do much with that. Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Watson spin move into the lane, pulls up for a shot, no good. Josh Denton comes up with a rebound. Daniels is going to bring it back the other way for Nominger. Daniels takes it into the lane, nice looking little floater, no good. And oh man, Denton puts it in. I would say that was a dunk.
That was definitely a dunk on the tip end. I think he'd been waiting to do that all day. The thing was, he held back at half court, it seemed like, while his team ran their play. And he come running in as Daniels shot it and was able to put it up. Ooh, nice shot by Cale Watson. Underneath the basket, switches to his left hand and throws it up over the rim. Nice shot.
67-48, 2:51 left. Greathouse with the ball. He's in the lane, and he can almost guarantee he'll shoot. No good, but Josh Denton comes up with it, and with the putback, it's good. 69-48. 2:42 left in the game. Watson with the ball, guarded by Stoll, sends it over to Shipman. Shipman acted like he was going to shoot. And they're going to say he stepped on the line as he was going along the baseline.
They're going to give Greathouse a foul on that. Kind of helped Bill.
They bailed him out, didn't they?
Yeah, well, Shipman had the lane to the basket, and when he got hit by Greathouse is when he got knocked underneath, and he kind of threw it up just to give the appearance of a shot anyway, and he's going to get to shoot. Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor, I guess.
Yep. Watson sends it all the way out to Killen. Killen over to Shipman. He's going to try that again from the right side. Hits it again.
Boy, he loves that spot there. He's wearing it out.
He was spot on. Daniels with the ball. Daniels gets it ahead to a new player. I'm not sure who that is. Oh, that's Dobson. You're right. Dobson's going to shoot for three. No good, but Greathouse comes up with the rebound. Sends it back out to Daniels. Daniels going to shoot for three, and it's good. You can't gain very much when our threes are matched by their threes.
Yeah. Something's got to change here. Watson brings it up against Dobson. There's a complete mismatch there. Watson throws it up off the rim. No good. Rebound to Justin Denton. He gets it to Daniels. Daniels coming up. He's going to drive all the way in. Bounce pass over to Stoll. It's going to be knocked up. And no, that was to Gunnels there who checked into the game. 32 Doff is going to come in. Number 24, Rodman's going to come in as Daniels and Justin Denton go sit down. And also number 34, Wes Tosh, comes in. Now Coach Jennings wants to take a timeout. Kilmore is going to come in too. 1:45 left to go. 72-51 Tigers. I want to make a bold statement here. I know that we won a game against Bevere, but as far as just playing solidly from start to finish, I think this is the best game the Tigers have played all year that I've seen. They've had closer games than this, but not against a team of Novinger's caliber in terms of just being outmatched. Tigers they've just played well all game. Can't be more proud of the way that they're ending the season on. If they happen to lose this game, they're down 21 with a minute 45 left. So that's the way it looks. But
not only what you were saying, but they're not up and down like they are in some of these.
Exactly,
games.
They've stayed at a high level of concentration all game long and. They've been getting in on rebounds. Cale Moore is going to come in the game for Andrew Linhart. The Wildcats are going to inbound underneath the basket. Rodman's going to inbound it. He gets it over to Gunnels. Gunnels is going to have it stolen by Watson as they try to get it to Tosh. As Kale Watson is going to bring it down. Gets a little space on Gunnels. Now brings it back out. Calls out the play. Underneath to Shipman. Good hands to get that one. Gets him up in the air. Spends 3 or 4 seconds in the lane. And now he's going to get to shoot 2 free throws because he took the shot and got hammered by number 32, Adam Doss.
I'm surprised they didn't get him for a lane violation. He was there for a long time.
Yeah. They took 3 or 4 fakes to get the shot he wanted, and he got fouled on it. He's going to shoot free throws here. That's good. I tell you, after that rough start they had, I think they missed 4 of the first 5 free throws, and they've done well after that. Here's a second. No good. I jinxed him once again. Kale Watson gets the rebound, puts it up and in. There's a nice three-point play for the Tigers. 72-54, cuts it to 18-point lead with a minute 15 left to go. Dodson gets trapped over on the side. It's going to be knocked away, picked up by Kale Watson. He was going down at the other end, and he puts it up off the glass. He's going to be fouled by number 24, that is Rodman. And Watson's going to get to shoot 2 free throws now. Tigers playing hard from start to finish here. Help take responsibility of teaching students in any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game, as Kale Watson makes the free throws. If any game or contest are never given enough thanks, in the effort to the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. Proceeding message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Bashir Broadcasting. Down the other end, Novinger gets it to Rodman. Rodman's going to travel. I have something to say about sportsmanship now. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens. It's taught as a part of our high school activities program. In Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. We at Brashear Broadcasting encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in small towns and big city. Good sportsmanship. Give respect, get respect. The receiving message is brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activity Association and your friends at Brashear Broadcasting. Kale Watson puts it in. It's a 12-point game now. Tigers have made this respectful. I tell you what, I think every other game that Nominger's played against the Tigers has been a 30-point game. Ooh, I tell you what, this is Coach Jennings putting his starters back in. He's a little scared, I think. Coach Copeland says, guys, I like how you guys are playing out there. Stay with it. Tigers have run off about 8 straight points here. 72-60, 23 seconds left. Still doesn't look good for a comeback, especially now that starters for Nominger are back in. But, hey, you made them they go sit down. They start thinking that they're out of the game. And all of a sudden, coach tells them to come back in. That's not good on your psyche, especially heading into a one-and-done tournament like districts is. Justin Nitton gets it to Grant Daniels. I think Jennings just wanted to have them in. Coach Jennings did, just so they could protect the ball. Stoll gets it to Justin Denton, who is going to be fouled by Anderson. 6 seconds even left to go. It's 72-60. Josh Denton's going to throw it in. We're going to be close to it for this game. Daniels gets it, holds it. Anderson goes over and fouls him. Not sure why. 2.9 seconds left. Josh Denton throws it in to Stoll. Clock's going to run. It's not going to run. Turn the clock on. There we go. And that'll be the end of the game. Tigers lose this one 72-60. But, hey, I tell you what, they played a whale of a game. Nice job, Tigers. I'll applaud that one. Tigers with a tough season, but they played hard every game. You couldn't fault them for that. The quality of play suffered sometimes, but I tell you what, you could never question their determination once they got out there. So we will be back here Tuesday night. Cover this girls' game from Orbershire basketball. So we'll see. It'll be 6 o'clock Tuesday night. We'll see you for the girls versus the winner of, I believe, Macon County and Novinger. So I hope you have a good drive home.
or wherever you are, and we'll see you Tuesday.